Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 12, I'm going to begin reading all the way down into verse 35, and I'll read to you a number of verses tonight if you don't mind. Amen. Praise God. Luke chapter 12, verse 35. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him immediately. That's an interesting word right there. Immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maidens, and to eat and to drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Amen. Quite a bit of reading there, I understand, but there's so many wonderful things in these verses that I want to try to share with you just a little bit. But first of all, let me just point out a few things that I can very quickly. Amen. I want you to notice they needed to have girded loins, they needed to have lit lamps, and they had needed to have their eyes looking. Amen. We're talking about in this scripture here about the coming of the Lord. Do you believe the Lord is coming soon? I still believe the Lord is coming soon. Amen. As I begin to think about what I should talk about on this first night of a new year, amen, I felt like I needed to remind us the Lord is coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. Amen. I believe the enemy would like to destroy each and every one of us, as Sister Belt already commented on. But I believe also that the Lord is coming soon, and the Satan knows his coming is near. And I believe Satan has come down with great wrath, amen, that he might bring destruction on each and every one of us. I believe in the last days there is going to be a falling away. I believe in the last days, in these last days, we are seeing a falling away. Amen, we are seeing, it is happening right now. Amen, what are you looking for? But you know, the fact is, amen, I don't want to be one that's caught in the falling away. Amen. While we're waiting for the Lord to come, in this waiting time, in this time when we are waiting for the Lord to return, and I believe he is coming, I believe he is coming, but we are in kind of a holding pattern as we are waiting for the coming of the Lord. And the instruction that is given by the Lord Jesus, is given to us right here in these few verses. Amen. If you look in the book of Revelation and you look and see what is the last words of Jesus Christ, I think last words and final words of Jesus Christ are very important. When you look in Scripture, there's a lot of times you don't look at the times when something is mentioned for the first time. Always very important. But also look at last words, final words, the last words of Jesus Christ. Amen. As he is talking about his coming quickly. Amen. That he is going to return. Amen. If the last words of Jesus Christ to the church is this, to remind them that I am going to come quickly. I'm going to have a soon return. I think if that's his last words, we ought to pay very close attention to the last words. I think we ought to hold on to those words. I think them ought to be words that we hang our faith on. Amen. That we believe that the Lord is coming soon. And I believe he's coming, church. I believe he could come this year. I believe he could come sooner than you anticipate. Amen. He's coming. So I think if we believe the Lord is coming, and we believe it's possible that he could come in this year of 2014. Say, Brother David, are there signs pointing to the coming of the Lord in this year? I believe all the signs point to the coming of the Lord in this upcoming year. I believe all the signs are pointing to the soon return of the Lord. Amen. If you might want to look to the Middle East, look to the Middle East. I believe all signs are pointing to the coming of the Lord. Amen. You want to look at something like an Antichrist rising up? Amen. I believe all signs are pointing to the coming of the Lord. Amen. You wanting to look at financial disaster all across the world? I believe that all signs are pointing to the coming of the Lord. Amen. You say, but everything's going good right now. Yes, be careful. Amen. When they say peace and safety, amen, look for sudden destruction to come upon the world. Amen. When everybody's feeling comfortable, be very aware, amen, for the coming of the Lord is nigh. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I think if the coming of the Lord is this soon and this close, amen, we ought to listen to some of the instructions the Lord has given us. Amen. The first instruction given, let your loins be girded. Let your loins be girded. Amen. Sunday night, Brother Blue preached to us. He preached to us from the book of Acts, and he talked to us about Peter being in the prison. The angel coming, smiting Peter on the side, saying, rise up, gird yourself, and put on your shoes. Man, what a wonderful message. Wasn't it a great message Sunday night that Brother Blue preached to us? Amen. I was encouraged by that message. Amen. But he went into some detail talking about loins girded, and because it was a mode of travel, the way that they would travel, and he talked to us about, amen, went even back to the book of Exodus when they were eating of the Passover meal. Amen. They were supposed to eat it with their loins girded and their shoes on their feet. They were supposed to be ready to go. Ready to go. What the Lord is telling us here, let your loins be girded, is you need to be ready. You need to be prepared. Be expecting something to happen. Amen. He's talking to these servants, the servants, amen, of the master of the house who's waiting for the return of their master. And the message is, let your loins be girded. Then he gives them another instruction. We'll come back to loins girded in just a minute. He says, let your lights be burning. Let the lights be burning. You need to be busy. You need to be doing something. Amen. This is not a time to sleep. This is not a time to be in darkness. Let your light burning. Then he goes on to say, amen, that then, amen, that they need to be looking for the Lord to return. Amen. And ye yourselves liken to men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open to him immediately, without hesitation. You know why they can open immediately? You know why they can open the door immediately when the master knocks? It's because they are looking for his return. They are expecting him. Hey amen. I'm sad to tell you, but I believe a lot of churches are not looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of Christians, they are not looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And I believe those are the ones that will be caught off guard. Amen. Need to be looking. Looking. Amen. First of all, let your loins be girded. Let your loins be girded. Amen. I think this is a very important to point out the loins girded, something ready to take action. There's three different types of when the talks about loins being girded in the Bible. Amen. It's especially talking to three different groups of people. The first group I want to tell you is the soldier. The soldier. Amen. Say, stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth. Amen. It talks about a soldier. Amen. If you're getting ready to go into battle, you gird up your loins. If you're getting ready to fight, you gird up your loins. Amen. It would be pulling up their garment. Amen. Cinching it tight. Amen. So that they are have the freedom to fight and the liberty to fight. Let me tell you, church. Amen. We're living in the last days. And if you think it's going to be an easy ride, I'm sorry, it is not. Amen. But I believe in the last days, you're going to have to fight for your faith. You're going to have to stand up for your faith. Amen. You are going to have to face the enemy. Amen. You're going to have some victory over the enemy. Amen. You're going to have victory over temptation. You're going to have victory over the trials that are going to come your way. Amen. You better be ready to fight. Amen. You better be ready to fight. Amen. A soldier girds up his loins. A soldier girds up his loins. You know what? Amen. Those that were busy and those that they would gird up their loins because they didn't want their garments to become entangled in things and to be a hindrance to them. Amen. The Bible tells us that soldiers, amen, entangle them not themselves with things of this present world. Amen. They don't want to be tied down. They don't want to be attached to things of this world. Be careful, amen, that we don't get all tied up to things in this world. But let's be ready to fight. Ready to fight. Amen. Praise God. Everybody's, a lot of people think, well, man, you know what? Amen. The Lord's coming and it's just going to be an easy ride until the Lord gets here. Amen. Do we really believe that? You know what? The reason why we believe that is we look at it from an American mentality. This American mentality where we've had it so easy for all so long. We've had it very easy with our faith. Amen. We could do just about what we wanted to do with our faith. We could shout it from a mountaintop. Amen. We can preach it any way we want to preach it, believe it any way we want to believe it, and we don't have to hang our head or be ashamed. We've enjoyed this easy believism. Amen. This easy way of religion. Amen. This easy way of serving God. Amen. But I believe that we're seeing a turn in our nation. Amen. Where it's not going to be as easy as what we've always thought it was. Amen. To stand up for our faith and to believe what we believe and to preach the gospel. Amen. To have convictions and to have standards, amen, to have morals, amen. It's we're living in a day and age where it's turning in our country, amen, where now they're not tolerant of people that have faith and people that believe the word of God and people that stand for the word of God. Let me tell you what, church, you better gird up your loins. The Lord is coming, amen. You better be ready to fight in these last days. Hallelujah. Better be ready to fight in the last days. Amen. There's another group of people that girded up their loins, and that was servants, those that were workers. That's right. We're living in the last days. We need some workers in these last days. This is not a time to be just sitting around, amen, letting everybody else do it. Amen, but we're living in the final moments of time. The Lord is coming. And amen, I believe the Lord expects his people to be working. To be working. Amen, I'm not just talking about punching a time clock and getting paid for it, but I'm talking about working for the Lord. Amen, I believe that God is looking for people that will be a servant for God. Amen, that realize we're in the final time. Amen, and we need to be busy about the Father's business. Amen. We need to be working for the Lord and doing all we can for God. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate vacation. I love getting away. Amen. I love doing all of that. But in this last day, amen, we need to focus on working for God. Amen. There's too many souls dying lost and going to a devil's hell. Amen. There's too many people that's not ready for the coming of the Lord. And the only way they're going to hear about it, and the only way they're going to know, amen, is if God's people get to work. Amen. And work. Work for the kingdom of God. Amen. The night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah. Gird yourself. Amen. It's time to get to work. Amen. The Lord is coming soon. Amen. I don't want the Lord to come. Amen. And find me sitting in the marketplace. Amen. Twiddling my thumbs. But I want him to find me in a field ripe unto harvest. Amen. Trying to reap the harvest for God in the last days. Hallelujah. It's a time to work. It's a time to work. Amen. I believe the Lord don't, you know, man, if the Lord's coming soon, Brother David, let's go get us a place up on a mountain somewhere. Let's live in seclusion. Amen. Let's get ourselves away from all of the threats to our Christianity and to our walk with God. Amen. Let's just live in a little compound up on a mountain somewhere. Amen. And wait for the Lord to come. It's not what the Lord wants. Amen. The Lord told us, go. The fields are ripe unto harvest. The field is ripe unto harvest. But where are the workers? Where are the laborers? Where are those that's going to work for God in these last days? Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help us to work for the Lord. Amen. It's not only the soldiers and not only the servants, amen, that gird themselves. Amen. But it's the sojourner, the traveler, that girds up himself. Amen. When somebody's getting ready to go on a journey, amen, they gird up their loins. They're going on a trip. They're going on a journey. Amen. So therefore, what do? They gird up their loins because they're ready to travel. Amen. The Lord is telling us, gird up your loins. Not just because we need to be a soldier, not because we need to just be a servant, but we need to be a sojourner, ready to travel. Amen. The Lord's going to come, and in a moment, immediately, we need to be ready to go. Immediately, we need to be ready to travel. Amen. Let me ask you, do you have, amen, your traveling clothes on? Amen. Praise the Lord. Me and Sister Ruth, we've finally, after all these years, figured something out. You know what? We need to be ready to go. She's got a bag that she keeps packed all the time. It's ready to go. Got all of the extra stuff in already packed in it. She don't have to go and drag a bunch of stuff out of the bathroom, out of everything. She just got her bag. She picked it up. She's ready to go. Guess what? I got my bag hanging in the closet. It's got everything in it. Everything ready to go. Hey, man, all I have to do is pick it up and head out. Listen, sometimes we need to live spiritually ready for the Lord to come. Amen. Are you ready right now? Amen. Right now, the Lord knocks at the door. Are you ready to go? Amen. Do you have your loins girded? Wait a minute, Brother David. I need to pray. Wait a minute. I need to do something for God. Wait a minute. Let me tell my family. Wait a minute. Let me reach my relatives. No. Amen. The master's knocking at the door. Amen. You got to live with your loins girded, ready to go, ready to leave in a moment. Amen. The Lord is coming. Hallelujah. He's coming right now. Immediately. 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 Amen. When the kids were little, amen, when we had called their name, we expected them to immediately stop and be obedient and say yes. Not 30 seconds after we said it, but immediately. You know what? We wanted them to be obedient because for their own safety. Man, when they was getting ready to walk in front of a car and I hollered their name, I wanted them to be obedient enough to stop immediately for their own safety. Not before, don't stop after you get out in front of the car and it don't do you no good. But immediately, when I would call their name, hey man, listen, the Lord is wanting your response immediately. Man, when I read that about Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah, the angels say, come on, you need to go. You need to go. Let me go get my children. Let me go and get my children. Let me go get my family. Let me go get them. You know what? We don't have time. Amen. When the Lord comes to knock on another door, we don't have time to pray for our family, to pray for our loved ones. Amen. We do not have time to witness to another soul. Amen. Listen, if you're going to be working, you need to work now. Amen. But the Lord's going to come, and immediately we need to be ready to travel. need to be ready to go. Ready to go. Are you ready? Are you ready right now? Right now, the Lord comes. Amen. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Amen. There's another instruction that is given to the servants. It said, light your lamp. Light your lamp. I know there's places in Scripture that talks about we're the light of the world, right? I know that we're to be that light. Amen. But I believe there's something more that tells us something. It's not just spreading the gospel, but that light is our testimony. It is our testimony. If there's ever a time you need to have a testimony of godliness in your life, it's right now. Right now, your testimony ought to shine to the entire world. And when I got a book for Christmas, and it's about Gideon. I was reading about them when they had the Gideon's army had surrounded the Midianites. They was getting ready to attack. They had their lamps put in a vessel, and the idea was that eventually the vessel would be broken, the lamp would shine. There was a time that light was hidden, but it was time for it to shine. If there's ever a time right now, amen, you need to let your light shine. You need to let your testimony be known to all men. Amen, to all the world. You need to let your testimony. Listen, this is not a time to hide it under a bushel. Amen, but you need to let your testimony be known. Amen, that you are a child of God, that you're a servant of the Lord. Amen, regardless of what may come your way. Amen, you are going to stand for what you believe. Amen, let your testimony be, amen, that you serve God, that you live by the word of God. Amen, that you are holy, amen, undefiled, pure child of God. Amen, let you get a testimony for the Lord. What is your testimony right now? Oh, Brother David, I'd hate to talk about my testimony right now. Amen. My testimony's not been what it should be. This is time to have a testimony, something that tells us, amen, how we live. What is your life? Amen. If right now the microscope was to shine into your life, what would it reveal? Amen. If the cover was pulled off of your life, what would it reveal? Amen. If suddenly your testimony was made known to all men, what would it testify about your life? If right now your light was to shine, would it shine a bright light into a dark world? The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. How's your testimony? What is your testimony? Their light was burning. You need to light your lamp. You need to light your lamp. You need to have a testimony. Amen. Amen. That all the world says there's a child of God. There's somebody that believes in the Lord. Amen. There's somebody that serves God. Amen. Somebody different than all the rest of the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Ruth pointed something out to me the other day. She had been contacted by a distant friend, wanted to look at a video of one of their family members singing in the Christmas Eve Christmas program at the church. Yeah. So tuned in, saw the Christmas Eve Christmas program. Their relative was singing Run, Run, Rudolph. Christmas Eve in a church. The church Christmas Eve program. I mean, what kind of a light was that? What kind of a testimony is that? It's a shame that the church, amen, has resorted to Run, Run, Rudolph for our Christmas message. Man, the child, Jesus Christ, is born. Amen. The Savior of the world, can I tell you? Amen. Listen. Amen. We need to have a better testimony than that in these last days. Amen. I want my lamp to be burning. I want my light to shine. Amen. A light of godliness and holiness and purity in these last days. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't everybody say amen at once. Amen. But we need to have a light. A testimony. A testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I want you to notice, amen, that they were looking for him to come. Amen. They had their eyes looking. Amen. While they were laboring, they were looking. While they were fighting, they were looking. Amen. While they were testifying, they were looking. Amen. They had their eyes, amen, looking for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you ever been expecting guests at your house? And while you're busy around the house, amen, every once in a while you take a look out the window. Amen. Is that, I thought I heard a car door. Take a look out the window. I thought I heard a vehicle. Thought I heard somebody. Thought I heard some. Keep taking a look out the window. There's an expectation there. Amen. We need to be looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen. We need to have our eyes peeled, amen, to the coming of the Lord. Amen. Be looking for his return. I believe he's coming. I believe he's coming soon. Amen. And the only way that you're going to be to open up immediately to him is if you're looking for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. What are you looking for? What is it that you're looking for? There's a lot of people that's looking for a raise. There's a lot of people that's looking for promotion. There's a lot of people that's looking for pleasure. There's a lot of people that's looking for something to satisfy now. Amen. We as a church, as a body of believers, amen, we need to be looking for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Whether you get it or not, you need to be looking. Hallelujah. I know we could talk about the coming of the Lord, but you know what? We could all meet the Lord this year. You may meet the Lord. You better be looking. You better be ready. Hallelujah. The Lord's going to return. In these verses I read to you, the Lord lays out the expectations of the servant. Then he goes on to tell us that there's going to be those that's not ready. He tells that there's those that's unwise. Those that, he says, if the good man, if the strong man had known what hour the thief would come, he would have been ready. He'd have been expecting, but he was not looking. He wasn't looking. If they would have known the Lord was going to come, they wouldn't have been abusing somebody. They would not have been hurting somebody. If they'd have known what hour the Lord was going to come, if they'd have been looking for the coming of the Lord, they wouldn't have been eating and drinking and being merry and having pleasure and having fun and being entertained. If they'd have been looking for the coming of the Lord, I want to be looking. He's coming soon, church. Brother David, are you saying he's coming in 2014? No man knows the day nor the hour. And I believe the Lord, but I believe the Lord wants us to live every day and every hour as if the Lord is coming that day and that hour. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord could come. I believe he could come, and I hope he comes. What about you? You hope he comes? Do you hope he returns? Hallelujah. Would you stand with me if you would? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord's coming. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God. God, that we can come to this service tonight with anticipation in our heart. God, we can look to this year of 2014. With excitement and anticipation that, Lord, you're going to return. God, I pray, Lord Jesus, help us to be watching. Help us to be looking. Help us, Lord God, to have our eyes looking for your return. God, help our lamp to be lit. God, I pray, Lord, let our light shine. Let our testimony, amen, reach out to the world around us. God, help us to have our loins girded. God, ready, Lord, to fight, ready to work, ready to travel. God, we ask you to do it in the name of Jesus. Speak to your church tonight, Lord. Speak to your church tonight, Lord. Help them to be ready. Help them to be ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Church, I just want you to come. I want you to kneel, and I want you to start getting yourself ready. Start searching your heart. Start doing all that you need to do to make sure that you're ready to meet the Lord. That you're ready for the Lord to come. Hallelujah. Come now if you will. Praise you, Jesus.